This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Out there with more healthy matters.
Wow. What a great turnout. You know, Dr. Hilden, good morning, by the way. You said this was a sold-out event, and you weren't kidding.
Yep, we're in our home today, Denny.
You are. We've taken the show on the road, but kind of your home. Like you said, tell our listeners where we are today, not in the studio.
So welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. Normally, I'm in your homes every Sunday morning, which is a bit disconcerting when you think about it. Many of you even this morning have said, yeah, I get up every Sunday morning. You're the first thing I hear in the morning. And, gee, my wife doesn't even tell me that. So, you know, good. So thank you. We have been in your homes over breakfast for 10 years, starting in 2009. We're in our 10th year, and so we thought we'd invite you to our home this morning. So we are broadcasting from Hennepin Healthcare's new clinic and specialty center. This is Minnesota's most modern state-of-the-art medical facility. And I can say that for a fact. It's only been open 2 months. And so, and it really is. So welcome. Thank you for being here. We're doing a live radio broadcast. We're celebrating 10 years, 10 years of doing this. And I've been sitting next to Denny Long in the studio for 10 years. So let me just start off right off the bat that I had no idea what I was doing. And
but you figured it out.
But only because of Denny Long and actually Hammer sitting to his left. Craig has been in the studio with us for years and years and years, although he hasn't been lately. I got to talk to the CCO people about that. But we've had some other good folks with us on Sunday mornings, and it's because of these guys at WCCO that have made this possible for me to do. And we've been doing it for 10 years, and it started out rather modestly, if I could say. I remember... there's a guy standing in the back of this place, Tom Hayes. He sent out an email. He's our director of PR at Hennepin, and he sent out an email to a bunch of doctors saying, who wants to do a radio show? And, I was just minding my own business. But two of my really good friends at the time, both doctors, Heidi Copeland and Ann Pereira, they both said, you never shut up. Maybe you should do it. I'm looking at some of my other colleagues right in the front, in a couple of rows, and she's nodding. Yep, he does. He just never shuts up. My friend Danielle's sitting right here, and she goes, yep, she won't even sit next to me in lectures and conferences and meetings because she says I can't get anything done when I sit next to you. So, yeah, thanks, Danielle. So that was 10 years ago, and we haven't looked back since. In that time, we've done nearly 500 shows. Our 500th show will be this summer. We've done 20 of them from the state fair this year. So if you're at the state fair, same time. Just come out right under the giant slide and come see us there. So we've done quite a bit. We've had hundreds of specialists on the show to help me out. And it's just been a great 10 years.
Really has. And I remember when we first met, the station actually let me, as you know, quote, audition.
You auditioned me, Denny.
A lot of these health professionals like you. And I got to tell you, you're not only a good doc, you are a natural.
Thanks,
Denny.
There
are not too many people that do it. Would you agree? This guy's really good on the radio. But like you said, internal medicine physicians, they drink coffee and talk.
We drink coffee and talk and eat donuts. That's my the internal. If you want to know the specialty of physicians, we got about 50 of them in this building alone. The surgeons, they get stuff done. You know, generally, you walk out of there or you're wheeled out of there, you're doing pretty well. The chiropractors, I'm looking at one of ours back there, Dr. Printon's back there. You know, the chiropractors make you feel better. The internal medicine doctors talk to you. That's what we do. We're the donut eaters and the talkers. I'm only partially kidding. Today, we're going to have a fun show. One of the best things about healthcare is when you get to know your colleagues. And it's a little, maybe a secret of healthcare, that the best healthcare is when your doctors and providers know each other. Not just you, but each other. And I've been privileged to have hundreds of my colleagues from this organization on the show with me over these 10 years. Some of them, a lot of them roll their eyes. It's like, oh my gosh, he's going to ask me to get up on a Sunday morning. And yep, that's what I do. And but healthcare's better then because we know each other. We can talk about things. We can ask each other questions. And so I get a lot of my colleagues from Hennepin on the show. There's been hundreds. Today, three of them, three bleary-eyed guests are going to be with us. They're over here on the chairs to my right. We have Dr. Renji Varghese. He is a sleep specialist. He is going to talk to us a little bit about sleep medicine. In the middle is poor Laura, Dr. Laura Lefebvre. Laura rejoined Hennepin about 3 or 4 months ago, having worked at another clinic system. I said, Laura, welcome back to Hennepin. Will you be on the show? And so she is here. She is an endocrinologist, and she is going to talk to us a little bit about diabetes. And then Dr. Rawad Nasser, who also did his training here. He is a rheumatologist, so he is an arthritis specialist. He did his training here and then spent a few years wandering the wilderness of Bemidji. Rawad's from Lebanon. Somehow he ended up in Bemidji. He is the director of our division of rheumatology. We're fortunate to have all three of them. We're going to chat with them a little bit after the break. If you have, we're not going to do questions from phone callers since we're doing our live show. But if you have any questions and you want to ask about our specialist about sleep medicine, arthritis, or diabetes, you can just walk them up and ask us if you would like to.
And
do
we
that
also,
as well.
Dr. Hillen, have a wireless mic so we can have some of our folks come to you with a microphone. So you think about that.
Perfect. If you have any questions that you want to chat about, let me tell you a little before we go to our break, and then we'll get Dr. I think we're going to start with Dr. Nasser. I think you'll be first for a while, but that'll be after the break. Let me tell you a little bit about this. A building is just a building. It's not where healthcare. You don't get better healthcare because you have a fancy building. That's a truth. But I do have to say I've been practicing here since about 2000. Prior to that, I was an engineer. I was a computer engineer, and I was I did barcodes. Barcodes is, you know, barcode. If you want to, Denny, if you want to,
I didn't know this before.
You
I
didn't know that.
This.
If you want to kill the mood at a cocktail party, if you want to do that, just tell somebody, hey, what do you do? I make barcodes. Then you cue the crickets, if you will, Hammer. That's what you do. You do that. That's what I used to do. I used to do barcoding before I came here. But the healthcare since that time, what I was getting at, has been fantastic here at Hennepin. This is Hennepin County Medical Center. It's HCMC. The people of Minnesota ought to be proud of that. You really ought to be proud that we have a public safety net hospital that is the best in the country. There aren't any that operate like ours still do. We have redubbed ourselves Hennepin Healthcare because we're more than HCMC, though. We are a system of healthcare that includes clinics all over the Western Metro area, out in Golden Valley and in St. Anthony and in Richfield and Brooklyn Park and all over in our Whittier Clinic. And so we're a system of healthcare. And not only that, we do all kinds of specialty care. We do amazing diabetes care, and you maybe didn't know that, so we're going to talk about that. We have one of the best sleep centers going, and so we're going to talk about that. So the system of care here has always been fantastic. But what we sort of lacked is a facility to make it good for you as the patient's coming. If you look at that building across the street, listeners, we are in the downtown Minneapolis, and we have floor-to-ceiling windows, and we're looking at HCMC, and it's a fantastic building, but it's a little bit 70s fortress-like, if you think about it. The building we're in now is light. It is airy. It is six stories high. In the building that we are in, it has got 650 pieces of local artwork. We don't have a budget for art that is into the zillions, but we have a treasure trove of local artists. And so we're sitting underneath a glass mobile in the coffee shop area of our clinic. Just behind our listening audience is a four-story high piece of glass artwork that is simply beautiful. And if you look at it, it's reminiscent of the Mississippi River. It's just beautiful. And then throughout the building, including the exam rooms, you'll find pictures of Lake Harriet. You'll find local artists, some of them by our employees. And so we have now got a facility that matches that great healthcare. In addition to the artwork, just around the corner for us is the nation's most advanced MRI machine. It was just put in about a month ago. I know that because, you know, they had to practice, so I got my can in it. I was in this MRI machine. It's going to go on the Hennepin YouTube site because I did a little video of me getting an MRI. And you know those MRIs are tubes? It's just a tube, and you're staring at that tube, and it's awfully claustrophobic. You know how that is? Not this one. Here you pick from a screen of where you want to be. So I was in the Seychelles Islands. I pressed that, and you're watching a screen while your MRI happens. There's a little breeze on you, and you're watching sand lapping up on the thing. And that is just around the corner. So now we have facilities to match the healthcare that you've come to expect. So, with that little bit of shameless promotion about where we are, I want to again welcome you and thank you for coming out. Very much thank you for listening. Denny and I can talk to each other all day long, but it's really good to know that there's somebody at the other end. And so it's been nice to shake your hands this morning and have a cup of coffee together.
Well, shall we do our usual break and then get on with the show?
Huh? Let's do it.
All right. In the Twin Cities, it's 64 degrees. We'll be back broadcasting from Hennepin Health, beautiful new clinic and specialty center here in the Sunday morning on CCO. We'll be right back. And good morning. Welcome back. We are broadcasting our show, our Healthy Matters show this morning from Hennepin Health's beautiful new clinic and specialty center. And here again, we have a full crowd here, by the way, and we thank you all for taking some time and heading to downtown Minneapolis. Here again is Dr. David Hilden. We have a bunch of special guests with him.
We do, Denny. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us, listeners, to our special Decade with Dave show. And no, that wasn't my idea to do that, nor was it my idea to put my mug on a coffee mug. But there you go. I hope you all get a coffee mug. Maybe after the show we'll sign them if you want. Huh. Anyway, we're going to talk about arthritis. My first guest today is Dr. Rawad Nasser. As I said earlier in the show, Dr. Nasser did his training here at Hennepin County Medical Center. That's what it was called back then. And I remember it well. And he was the smartest kid in the class, believe me. He was. And he did his medical school in Beirut, right?
Correct, at the American University of Beirut in Lebanon.
We have a good relationship with AUB, the American University of Beirut. Many people wouldn't know that, but it's a really good medical school. It produced people like Dr. Nasser. And then for some reason, he landed in Bemidji. He is a rheumatologist. So this segment, we're going to talk about arthritis. So Rawad, how'd you land in Bemidji?
So I did my medical school at the American University of Beirut, and I trained at Hennepin County Medical Center for Internal Medicine at the University of Minnesota for rheumatology. And then after that, you know, to stay in the country, I have to work in an underserved area. I landed in Bemidji in northern Minnesota, and I practiced there for 4 years before I came back to my home, I guess, Hennepin County Medical Center. And so excited to be here. It's been a great 9 months.
So he has been here. He has been practicing for many years, but has been back here for just less than a year. I mean, and he immediately took over the division. So he is the director of the Division of Rheumatology. So he's the boss now of all. He's laughing about that, but he is. So first of all, tell us, what does a rheumatologist do?
So rheumatologists, first we deal with arthritis, which is, disease that affect the joints. We also take care of patients with autoimmune diseases. And a lot of times we try to figure things out for the patient. So sometimes the patient has seen multiple specialists, we don't know what's going on, and they end up seeing a rheumatologist who tries his or her best to figure out what's going on.
So I don't feel well. I got aches and pains all over. My joints hurt. I'm tired and achy. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. He's the guy you might end up seeing. So a couple of the biggest things you do, since we're just going to do short segments here, we're not going to talk for a whole hour, but arthritis. Now, there's arthritis and then there's other arthritis. So what is the difference between the kind that many people think about, osteoarthritis, wear and tear, versus the other kinds of arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis? What's the deal with that?
So osteoarthritis is the most common arthritis we see in clinic, and it's mostly due to wear and tear in the joints because as we age and use our joints age with us. The second form of arthritis is inflammatory arthritis, where there's inflammation in the joints. And basically the immune system in the patient is up and confused and goes to the joints and cause inflammation. And there's several forms of inflammatory arthritis. But the main thing we try in clinic to differentiate is this a wear and tear arthritis or is there inflammation in the joints? Now, to give you an example of an inflammatory arthritis is rheumatoid arthritis. But there's other forms of inflammatory arthritis like psoriatic arthritis, patients who have psoriasis and inflammation in the joints, patients who have Crohn's disease arthritis, several forms of inflammatory arthritis.
I remember a good friend of our family, her name was B. She had, her body was relatively deformed from RA. She had rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, where her joints were all goofy and she was hunched over and all that? I don't see that as much anymore. Why would that be the case?
Yep. So, I mean, there's rheumatoid arthritis is an inflammatory arthritis, inflammation in the joints. If untreated, it will cause deformities in the joints and crippling in the joints. But in rheumatology, we have found medications that not just treat the pain and the swelling, but also prevents the inflammation from causing damage to the joints long term. So two goals of treatment for rheumatoid arthritis these days. One is first to make the patient feel better and able to do what he or she likes to do. And number two, to prevent deformities and crippling in the joints long term. And we have succeeded that. Especially since the beginning of the 2000s, because of the new medication that we call biologics, who basically do that for us.
It seems to me that you can't watch any TV nowadays without seeing an ad for the biologics.
Correct.
Yeah, those are most of the medications you see on TV ads now are for these kind of, and it always says, ask your rheumatologist if this is right, or ask your doctor if this is right for you. And I don't know if it's right for you, but he does. He's the guy that prescribes those, not me.
Correct.
They've been really life-changing for people. They work.
Oh, absolutely.
They do work, yeah.
Absolutely. And there's multiple biologics, on the market, but we try to individualize each biologic to each patient because we also know the side effect profile of each biologic. So, for example, if somebody has heart disease, we try to avoid certain biologics. If somebody have stomach issues, we also try to avoid another biologic. So we look at the patient as a whole and try to advise them about what's the best biologic for your rheumatoid arthritis.
So that's RA. What is osteoarthritis?
Osteoarthritis is wear and tear arthritis. So each joint is two bones, and then there's cartilage in between that allows the bones to slide on each other. What happens is that the cartilage wears and tears, and then as the cartilage wears and tears, it becomes thinner and the bones come closer to each other. And so when you move the joint, the bones hit each other and it hurts. And osteoarthritis is a gradual form of arthritis that happens over years, while in rheumatoid arthritis, it could be very fast and problems can happen within weeks.
So not to be too cynical, but can you do anything about osteoarthritis, or do you have to send somebody to a surgeon and you got to get your knee replaced?
So for osteoarthritis, we do not have medications like biologics for rheumatoid arthritis where we're changing the process of the disease. But what we try to do is help the patient symptoms from the osteoarthritis. So there's we usually start, obviously, with trying to advise about weight loss because if patients lose about 10% of their weight, pain from osteoarthritis gets better. We also work with physical therapy, chiropractic therapy, occupational therapy to help. We also offer some medications for pain to help soothe the pain. There's also topical therapies like gels. There are some supplements. Sometimes we do injections if indicated in the joint. And obviously if the joint is, the arthritis in the joint is very advanced, then we refer to surgery for potential procedures or joint replacement.
So we have about a minute left. What's new in rheumatology? What are you excited about for the next few years?
I think one of the newest thing in rheumatology is we are discovering some link between diet and the gut microbiome. And I think that the changes that happen to our microbiome, which are the bacteria in our gut from our diet, affects our immune system and predisposes us to autoimmune disease. And I think the more we look into that link, maybe we can look more into how diet can prevent us from getting arthritis in the first place. I think that's an area in autoimmune diseases that is starting to emerge these days.
I'd believe that in a heartbeat. You know, I think there's we're going to be hearing a lot more about diet and things like that. And so that totally resonates with me. Believe it or not, we're going to have to already take a break. We're near the end of our first segment of the show. I have Dr. Rawad Nasser, the director of rheumatology here. Do you practice here?
Yes,
in this
we're
building?
Up here, the second floor, just to go up these stairs. And we are with the internal medicine clinic and the direct care clinic, and we offer a great practice. We also have ultrasound machine for accuracy in injections and diagnosis. And it's been great to work here at HCMC in the new building.
Rawad mentioned a bunch of specialties. We have chiropractic, we have acupuncture, we have physical therapy, we have surgeons. There's six operating rooms on the sixth floor right here. And we have rheumatology. We're at the Clinic and Specialty Center from Hennepin Healthcare. You want to get a hold of Dr. Nasser, maybe you want to see Dr. Nasser. 612-873-MYMD. That's 612-873-6963. Rawad, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I tell you what, you know who else we want to thank are the Dunn Brothers folks. They make some pretty doggone good coffee.
Yep. We've got a whole setup of Dunn Brothers. We're here in front of the Dunn Brothers Eatery. They're not open right now because we showed up before I think the staff does, but they have provided us with a coffee. Thanks a million to the Dunn Brothers folks. Thanks a million to the hospital for providing the snacks.
Yes, we have about another half hour of the show to go with Healthy Matters. If you're just joining us, we're broadcasting this show from Hennepin Health, beautiful new building, the Clinic and Specialty Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Quickly, what would you say? It's on 8th. Between Park and Chicago, is that
right? Cool? Between Park and Chicago, right in downtown Minneapolis, you can see the helipad right from where we're sitting. It's right on A Street across from HCMC's emergency department.
Stay with us. Oh, they sure love you, Dr. Hilden.
I think it might be you, Danny.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, welcome. We are broadcasting live. If you're just joining us, we get a lot of new listeners at this particular time of day. We are doing the Healthy Matters Show live from the Hennepin Health beautiful new clinic and specialty center. This really is a gorgeous building.
It really is. We're sitting underneath a glass mobile of artwork. And the whole building is light and airy. We have a crowd here in the atrium, and we're doing our Decade with Dave show. We've been on the air for 10 years. Thanks to all of you for listening. We wouldn't be on the air if no one listened. I don't think you'd let me do this, Denny, if nobody was on the other end of the line.
You and I'd be
be out of work.
We'd be making coffee somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's a kind of a funny joke, because when I was sitting in med school, med school is an eternity. I mean, let's just put it that way. It goes on forever. And I remember sitting there in lectures, leaning over to one of my friends, Kara. She now works at the University of Minnesota. And I said, Kara, we could be baristas. Really? What are we doing this for? We're in our 60th hour of lectures, and you know, and it's just they say it's like trying to take a sip of water out of a fire hydrant. That's what med school is like, an open fire. And I said, let's just go make coffee. Somebody will play a guitar in the back. It will open a coffee shop. We're doing a little taste of Hennepin here with our show today in front of our live audience. And again, thank you all for listening. And I have invited three of my friends and colleagues from the hospital. And my next guest is an endocrinologist. That means she does hormones, mostly diabetes, thyroid disease, and probably everything else. And Laura LaFave is, I did training with her about, I don't know, 15, 16, 18 years ago, and then she left and went to another healthcare system, and about 3 months ago, literally 3 months ago, she came back to join the teaching faculty and the clinical faculty at Hennepin Healthcare. And so once you go to a new job, why not put her on the radio? And so I said, Laura, what do you think? And she agreed. And for those of you who are regular listeners to the show, in 2 weeks, we're going to do a whole show about diabetes, and Dr. LaFave has agreed to be on for the whole hour. So, Laura, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. So you're an endocrinologist. What do you do?
So an endocrinologist is a physician that takes care of people with hormone problems. So, of course, when you start talking about hormones, you automatically think about women and reproduction and pregnancy and those hormones. But really, that's just a very small part of what we do. So the majority of what we do is see patients for diabetes. So it turns out that insulin is a hormone, and insulin is the hormone that your pancreas makes to help keep your blood sugar stable and regulated. So diabetes is, you know, by and large, the biggest thing that we do. We also see people for thyroid disease. Thyroid is a gland that sits in your neck and also produces different kinds of hormones. And we also see people for things like osteoporosis. We sort of share that with the rheumatologists. And also people who have testosterone problems or ovarian problems, adrenal gland problems, and my favorite, pituitary gland problems.
So. You're the person also, kind of like the rheumatologist, that when I don't know, you know, some of those kind of weird hormonal things, we send you to Dr. Lefebvre. That's where you get to go next. Diabetes, big problem. Now, I think most primary care doctors would say that, you know, diabetes is what? 10% of the population has diabetes, but probably 30% of clinic visits involve diabetes. Is it? That's a big problem.
It's a big problem. It's true. So that's about 30 million Americans who have diabetes. I think somebody asked already about what is pre-diabetes.
Yeah, what's pre-diabetes? That came up even just this morning.
Yeah, so probably 1 in 3 Americans have pre-diabetes. So pre-diabetes is just what it sounds like. It's before you get diabetes. So diabetes really is just it's a situation where your body cannot process the sugar that's coming into your body. So sugar is our fuel. We get our fuel to run all of our bodily systems through sugar and carbohydrates. But sometimes we can't handle that sugar and carbohydrates well enough for things to be kind of at a steady state in our body. And when that happens, our blood sugar rises and can cause all kinds of damage to all different organ systems. So we decide really where diabetes starts by just deciding where it starts. So if your blood sugar, let's say, is 90 before you've eaten anything during the day, that's normal. If your blood sugar is 110, that means you have pre-diabetes. And if your blood sugar is 127, that means you have diabetes. So you might kind of say, well,
that's random.
That seems random. Yeah. So really, we're just looking at where do people start to feel the effects? Where do their bodies start to feel the effects of the harm of sugar? And just through studies and data, we learn that, you know, over 100, you start to see some effects. Over 126 is where you have bigger effects. So that's how we kind of assign these categories of normal blood sugar, pre-diabetes, and frank or true diabetes.
Should people who have pre-diabetes be on medications?
It depends. That depends. There was a very big trial that showed that medication, good old safe generic medication, can prevent people from progressing from pre-diabetes to diabetes. That trial also showed that lifestyle changes can do the same thing. So there's great evidence that lifestyle changes, including losing 5 to 7% of your body weight and being very active every 30 minutes, 5 days a week, can also prevent the progression to diabetes. So it's something to decide with your doctor. Medication might be appropriate, but lifestyle is really a big, big, big part of this. About 1 in 3 Americans have prediabetes, so we're looking at a very big, numerous population to kind of
So a little bit of weight loss will help?
Will help, for sure.
So another doctor telling you to eat right and exercise. Gosh, you're just a buzzkill, doctor.
He was just talking about eating donuts, so I'm not sure what was going on with that.
I'm a donut fiend.
He was setting us up.
And I'm doing it in front of a diabetes doctor. That's not good. She's going to give me the old finger, you know, nah-uh. So, like I talked to Dr. Nasser about rheumatology, if you watch TV, you see a load of ads, and half of them are for the biologics that rheumatologists prescribe. The other half are for diabetes medicines.
That's true.
What's new in diabetes?
You know, I think one of the most kind of exciting classes of medications that is now available for people with diabetes is actually a pill. So everybody I think has seen the ad, so I won't name the drug by name, but there is a newer pill that is actually shown to be effective at not only controlling diabetes, but also really preventing some of the dreaded complications of diabetes. So heart disease is obviously a big thing that we are trying to prevent with control of diabetes, and kidney disease is the other really biggie. So that we have some newer medications, a class of medications that is, there's starting to be emerging evidence that that might help prevent some of those dreaded complications.
Lots of good stuff down the road in diabetes. If you don't have an endocrinologist and you have diabetes, I tell you, I can find you one. Yeah. Dr. LaFave and her group of endocrinologists, you're practicing also here. You're right upstairs, I think.
I am, right upstairs.
I think we can almost see your clinic. You can get a hold of Dr. LaFave at 612-873-6963 and go to any of our endocrinology specialists here. Time flies. Thank you for being on the show,
thanks,
Laura.
Sir,
okay, good
see
to have you here. That's Dr. Laura LaFave. I'm going to introduce you to somebody else who's in the studio audience today. Kathy, could you come on up? So we have about a minute or two before the break here, and I'm going to introduce you to Kathy. And tell us why you're here.
I have HCMC to thank for saving my life 9 years ago.
How's that?
I was found floating in the swimming pool at Lifetime Fitness in the Target Center at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And so you were out there working out. You were brought by an ambulance here?
Correct. I was, thanks to my fellow swimmers also, they knew how I swam and they saw me floating and they started CPR right away. And luckily there was an ambulance close by.
And so, Kathy, you were brought here and you told me, I didn't know Kathy was going to be here, so she just introduced herself to me and I said, can I put you on the radio? And you were here at the Hennepin Hotel for a while.
Yes, for 60 days. I was in an induced coma for 45 and the other 10, 15 days in rehab.
So Kathy is a living proof example of what good health care can be in quick health care. We have a brand new CPR practicing machine in that Skyway. You can learn to do hands-only CPR. And I think she's a living example of how important it is to seek out health care. And I'm so happy you're here. I just wanted to be able to put you on the air and put a face to you and let you talk to our audience. Kathy, thank you for being brave and coming up here and saying hi to us.
Thank you.
Wow, what a story. What a story. All right, we're going to take our usual break, but we're going to be right back here at the Clinic and Specialty Center in downtown Minneapolis with more Healthy Matters. Stay with us. And welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters here on 830 WCCO. We're broadcasting live, if you've just joined us, from Hennepin Health's brand new clinic and specialty center. Well, it's almost brand new. We can call it brand new yet, can't we?
A few months old. I think It still has that new clinic smell.
It does.
And believe me, you don't want to know what the old clinic smell is. We are live from Hennepin Healthcare's Clinic and Specialty Center. For our final segment, I've invited a repeat guest to the radio broadcast. He's been on several times before. Dr. Renji Varghese is a sleep doctor. Yes, there is such a thing as a sleep doctor. And he practices right here at Hennepin Healthcare. Thanks for being back, Dr. Varghese.
Thank you, Dave. And I just want to say thank you, Dave, Danny, the CCO team, for doing this for 10 years and bringing awareness to the community. So thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Renji. I appreciate that. You're over at the Minnesota Regional Sleep Disorders. How long has that place been around? And tell me what you guys do.
Yeah, so the Minnesota Regional Sleep Disorder Center was established in 1978. It'll be 40 years this year. It has a lot of history. Wonderful people. REM sleep behavior disorder, which is a parasomnia, was discovered by Dr. Carlos Schenck and Dr. Mahowald. We have a multidisciplinary team where we have pulmonologists and psychiatrists and psychologists and dentists that work as a team to address sleep disorders.
So when we do shows on sleep, it's always, over the decades, some of the most popular shows we do are about sleep. And, you know, I did a night shift in that building two nights ago, and I'm still tired. I'm getting too old for the night shift. So, you know, when you don't get enough sleep, it affects every aspect of your life. So I'll bet you see just about everything. I want to focus a teeny bit on what a lot of people know about is obstructive sleep apnea, OSA. First of all, what is it and what can you do about it?
Yeah, so obstructive sleep apnea is a exceedingly common problem and very treatable. It's essentially the back of our throat has muscles and soft tissues. When we sleep, we relax. When our muscles relax and when we sleep, those muscles relax to the point that occasionally it may close off. If your airway closes off multiple times throughout the night, it's wear and tear on the heart, especially if you're not getting oxygen to the heart and to the brain. So over time, untreated sleep apnea contributes to heart disease, difficult to control hypertension, heart failure, strokes, and so forth.
Is there something you can be? I know about CPAP machines, and everybody hates their CPAP machine, but I know a lot of people that don't, and it really works.
Absolutely.
What's the story with that?
Absolutely. CPAP machines and CPAP masks have evolved tremendously in the past 5 years, and 10 years actually, and they are very easy to use now. But CPAP is not the only option for patients. We talked a little bit about diet and lifestyle changes. So weight loss is an example of one way we can reduce sleep apnea or sleep disorder breathing. But we also, like I said earlier, we work with dentists to sometimes fashion dental devices to move the jaw forward and open up that airway space when patients sleep at night. So that's another example.
Is snoring equal sleep apnea?
Good question. So snoring does not equal sleep apnea, but very loud, disruptive snoring, and especially snoring that might accompany, and I'll do it for you, that's sort of awakening. You get it? Right? That's how I teach my patients.
11 years of medical training, or 20 years, or whatever the heck it teaches you to do that.
Whatever it takes to teach. If you get it. But that's what it is. So you hear the snoring, loud, disruptive snoring, dry mouth in the morning, not feeling refreshed when you wake up in the morning, sleepy during the daytime, all symptoms of untreated sleep apnea.
So you talked about parasomnias, and so what is that?
Parasomnias are a fascinating disorder. It was one of the most famous parasomnias was discovered right here at HCMC by Dr. Mahold and Dr. Shank. It's called REM sleep behavior disorder. Now, parasomnias are just a name for behaviors that occur while we sleep. A good example would be little sleep terrors for children, or sleepwalking is another example, maybe sleep talking. But occasionally, when we dream, normally our muscles are paralyzed, and that's a good thing, because if we acted out our dreams, then if our muscles weren't paralyzed, we could injure ourselves. And that's exactly what happens in this thing called REM sleep behavior disorder. The switch that should turn the muscles off when we dream at night is broken for some reason. And so patients act out their dreams. Well, what's the big deal? Well, people injure themselves. They may fall out of bed. They may injure their bed partners. They may injure themselves. And we've seen catastrophic injuries from untreated REM sleep behavior disorder. And what's even more interesting is that when we've looked at these patients later in life, 10 to 15 years, even after the diagnosis of REM sleep behavior disorder, these people go on to have things like Parkinson's disorder, multiple system atrophy, Lewy body dementia. So RBD, REM sleep behavior disorder, is an early biomarker, sort of the canary in a coal mine for the development of these neurodegenerative disorders later in life.
Fascinating. One time when I was 11 years old, delivered my whole paper route for the Minneapolis Star, and I don't even think I was awake. It was like midnight. Dr. Renji Varghese is at the Minnesota Regional Sleep Disorder Center at Hennepin. Dr. Laurel Faves, an endocrinologist, and Dr. Rawad Nasser. I want to thank all three of my guests for being here today at the show live. Dr. LaFave is going to be my guest in 2 weeks on the show from the studios. Dr. Varghese is going to be doing a show on sleep medicine this summer. Make sure you listen to that. I wanted, after the show, for those of you who are here in the building, we're going to give some brief tours. Maybe we'll poke our brand new MRI machine, show you the brand new Wanzek Family Breast Care Center, which is state-of-the-art breast imaging. We're going to do a little mini tours. I'll sign your coffee mug if you would like. And don't forget to sign up for the Community Health Series, which is in this room right here where we are. We're going to be giving three free sessions to the community about a variety of topics. I'll be doing the first one on July 10th. I give a little blurb called How to Live to be 100 or Die Trying. And we're going to do that, and we're going to have Dr. Jake Matlock, who's one of our colonoscopy guys. He'll show you what the scope looks like when you've got your clothes on, and maybe if we're lucky, he'll take us up to the GI lab, and you can see what it looks like also when you have your clothes on, when it's a little better time to be doing it. We have three more of those coming up, July, August, and September, either on a Thursday night or on a Saturday morning. They are free. They are right here. If you're listening out there, go to hennepinhealthcare.org/hereforhealth. health. You can register online for any of those programs, and also go to my blog site. It's myhealthymatters.org. I'm very proud of my most recent thing. It's about mental health. So that's at myhealthymatters.org.
Back in the studio next week at this time, we're talking about imaging. That's what we're going to be talking
about. We're going to talk about MRIs and the like. And so if you want to be sure to listen in then, but come up and talk to any of our guests. Come up and say hi to me here in the clinic, and thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Stay with us on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.